It's week two of the 2018 FEI World Equestrian Games in Tryon in the USA. And the Australian equestrian team has had a wonderful week in the competition arena, especially our jumping team. Jamie Kermond, one of the most experienced members of our team, joins us on Talking Horses this morning. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joe. How are you doing?
You must be very happy right now as Australia has qualified for Tokyo 2020 Olympics after finishing sixth in the team competition, a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, really, really proud of the team. Like on the first day, we had a really good performance and the team's class ran over 3 days. Then on the second day, like everybody jumped great rounds. It was just really unlucky. We had one, Billy Raymond had a foot in the water. I had the last things like really cheap. I made a mistake, and then everybody else, like the other two guys, just made mistakes that we don't normally make. But then today we came out, and Rowan Willis and Billy Raymond jumped two clean rounds, and me and Scott Keach had one down each. But yesterday we had a little bit of luck. I really think we would have been jumping off to like silver or bronze today. But still, apart from that, it's great to get qualified for the Olympics, because normally we don't at the World Equestrian Games.
No. So the performance has exceeded the expectations of the team?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, not from the out, like, from everybody looking in. Like, everybody's seen us, and normally have Edwina Alexander, who's the sort of, she's a really high-profile rider in Europe. She's ranked in the top 20 riders, and normally she's our sort of star rider, and this year she wasn't there. And that was the meme. Myself and Billy Raymond to come over from Australia, then Rowan Willis and Scott Keach, who have been in America for the last 12 months. And I think, like, there's 25 teams there, and pretty much 20 teams were possible, like, were really, like, a legitimate medal chance. And for us, like, everyone was probably expecting us to finish somewhere, like, from 15 down, and for us to pull that performance out. So, the riders, myself, Billy, Ron and Scott, like, we knew we're good enough. Like, we knew we could pull it off, but it was great to do it, and yeah, I think it surprised a few people.
How would you describe the atmosphere of riding at WEG this week, Jamie?
It was pretty cool. It was we're down in North Carolina. The crowds were not crazy big, but there's been a lot of people who've travelled from Australia to come and support us, and it was never like a home crowd advantage, really, apart from the Americans. I think the Australians were definitely making the most noise in the crowd, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
And the rest of the team, how must they be feeling there tonight?
Yeah, everyone's just really, like, I think everyone's just really proud, like the riders, the owners, the grooms, the support crew, like everyone's just like, just everyone's like proud tonight. We booked out a room, we're having a couple of drinks, and like, yeah, it's a really good feeling in the group.
And several team members have made it through to the individual final, Rowan Willis and Billy Raymond. Again, an outstanding achievement.
Yeah, I think, like, with Australia, we had all four riders were in the top 35. I think the start was, like, nearly, I think it was 165, 180 people. So you get the 100, like, from 180 of the best riders, and for four of us to finish in the top 35 is a really good effort. And then they only take the top 25 into the final. So Rowan's looking really good. He's not too far away. Then Billy Raymond also, I think he's a rail behind Rowan, but not too far away. I'm just out of the top 25, so I'll chop my horse up and see what happens. Like, that's a small chance that I could make the Sunday class, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's a pretty good effort to have, like, us four riders, like, we rode 3 days in a row. And it gets pretty high pressure, and the four of us didn't make sort of one ride in the state the whole week. So, yeah, we're pretty happy about that.
And, Jamie, the conditions have been very hot for both the horses and riders.
Yeah, sure. For the riders, it's fine. Like, especially from Australia, like, we can deal with the heat, no worries. But it's pretty tough on the horses. It's really tough jumping. Like, it's from, like, the fences, the course each day being 14 fences long and, like, maximum height. Really tough stuff. The horses have to stay really careful. And a lot of horses have sort of been, ones from Europe have been sort of falling apart a little bit and giving up, but our horses really tried hard and stayed on the job. We've got a good team of vets over here. Like, my horse had had 15 litres of fluids each day, which like we've given to him slowly, but it's just a really good help just to keep them in their prime condition. So, yeah, I think as a whole team, everyone's done a really good job of like working to the conditions and sort of know what you have to do.
It's great for the profile of Australian jumping and the sport in general, what you and the boys have achieved at WEG this week. And the timing couldn't be better with what's happening back here in Australia this week with the launch of the Jump Off reality TV series, Jamie.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how it comes across on TV. I don't think any of us are that great on TV, but hopefully it's real. We'll see what happens, but that was good fun to be a part of. And yeah, hopefully it comes across well.
Yeah, and there is talk that they're going to do a second series, so it must have been well received already by some good judges.
Yeah, that sounds good if they're doing a second season. Yeah, it was great fun to be involved with, and like I'm a massive racing thoroughbred fan. My parents are heavily involved in racehorses, and I don't know, I've spoken to you before, and I grew up with Jared McLean and Kieran Maher, who are a couple of the really, they're not up and coming, they're already there, but like a couple of the best trainers in the country, and yeah, to be involved with racing and just to show the public what the horses are about, and if they don't make racehorses, like, there's other paths for them and all that kind of stuff. It's yeah, really great, and I hope, hopefully it's a good series.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Can't wait to see it. Jamie, once again, congratulations to you and the rest of the team. Go and enjoy a well-deserved few beers tonight.
Yes, I've already had a couple, so yeah, I'll enjoy a couple more.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us back here in Australia. I know it's a very busy time for you.
No worries. Thanks, Pete. Speak to you soon.
All right. That's Jamie Kermond, part of the Australian jumping team, qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics this week during the World Equestrian Games, finishing sixth overall against the world's best horses and riders. And two of our team members go through to the individual final, which will take place tomorrow.